going to head to Ypsilanti and be joined by Eastern Michigan head coach Chris Creighton. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for your time, and hopefully you and your Eagles have dried off since the rainy conditions at Toledo on Saturday afternoon in a thrilling overtime game, and after getting back to your office and watching the film. Talk about the performance by your Eagles.
Well, congratulations to Toledo. It was a really good football game, and they made the plays there in the end to win. Really, really tough one for us. We had to fight back both in the first half and in the second half. Second half being down 10-31, and proud of our guys for coming back and not throwing in the towel and having a chance to kick a field goal with a minute left there to win. And then went to overtime and lost it. So had a tough time with their run game. And then our special teams, we lost that battle as well, and that's not a great recipe for success.
As a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Creighton and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. When you take a look at that second half and certainly that 21-point swing to get the game into tie the game and force the overtime, what was working in the second half for your Eagles?
Yeah, I mean, we had a pretty good balance of run and pass, just trying to take what the defense has given us. And so, I think that, in the last couple of games has helped us, with our passing game, being able to run the ball some.
Shaq Van, season best 20 carries, 110 yards and two touchdowns, touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Talk about his impact in your running game.
Well, just like we said, I mean, he's been injured, got injured in Illinois, came back for Western Michigan and helped our ground game for sure there. And then again in Toledo, this time of year, any time of year, if you're one-dimensional, you're going to be pretty easy to solve and to slow down and stop. And we want to be balanced. There have been times where we've chosen not to be. But any time that we, want to be and need to be, we've got to have that ability. And, Shaq's our best running back. And so having him back has made an impact.
For you and coaching and managing these young men, when you have the emotional swings like you had in the second half, going to tying the game to a potential game-winning kick to then going into overtime, talk about managing the highs and lows of emotions as the course of the game goes in that short period of time.
Yeah, I don't know that I do a good job at that, trying to keep myself together, I guess, throughout course of the game. But if you go into it, knowing that you're going to play every single play as hard as you possibly can, no matter what, until the final whistle, and not be swayed by circumstance, then you've got a chance to, to play your best football. There is momentum for sure in this game. But I don't think you can talk out of both sides of your mouth. I want our guys to have juice when things aren't going well. And when things are going well, I mean, there's going to be some natural, momentum and excitement. And that's when, you got to make sure you've got a clear head and that you stay focused. I'm pretty self-aware, I think. I find that I'm sort of the antithesis of the team. If the team is really excited, I'm probably pretty calm. And if our guys need a little pick me up, then I think naturally I bring some fire. I guess all that to say, you just want to be steady, despite circumstances, the best you can, all the way through.
As you transition and look ahead to this week with Buffalo coming in, When you look at film of the Bulls, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively.
Well, it's the major challenges. You know, we're just in that same place where, you know, if we play our best football, then we're going to have a chance to compete. And if we don't, we'll lose. And, I mean, Buffalo has been, like, scary good at times. You know, our staff watched the first half of Penn State, and the room was pretty quiet. I mean, they're just, you know, unbelievable effort and job, and that's not the only time. I mean, beating Temple was, again, another time that, you know, they just showed how dangerous they are and can be. So, you know, it's the I said when we played Western that, you know, Bellamy was the best back in the league, and, you know, I probably spoke too soon. Both those two guys some ways have similar games. I just can make something out of nothing, and it's not that there's nothing very often. I mean, a really good, experienced offensive line with a very dangerous back, and then they've got weapons on the outside as well. And just hats off to Coach Leipold for, you know, obviously graduating, losing some people, but reloading, just a sign of a really healthy program. You know, and then defensively, they're multiple fronts, you know, and move their coverages around. So they're not simplistic from the offensive viewpoint. They can do a variety of things, but, you know, they do those things well. And so we're going to have to be able to run it and throw it, take care of the ball, and play a lot better on special teams.
And getting back Mike Glass under center against Toledo is 286 yards and one touchdown performance. Talk about what you saw from Mike and his return.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't perfect, but, you know, he played well. You know, we had seven drops, you know, on the day, and when it's, you know, raining like it was, I mean, you've got to, I guess, figure that you're going to have, you know, some of those. I thought it was maybe a little bit too many. And you know, and Mike wasn't perfect, but did a pretty good job managing the game. And, you know, he's a warrior and he's a winner, and I love him.
Well, Chris, we'll let you get back to preparation for Buffalo again. I want to say thank you for your time. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Chris. For Chris Creighton and his Eastern Michigan Eagles in that 37-34 overtime loss at Toledo, running back Chuck Van has season-high 20 carries for 110 yards and two touchdowns. And for Van, it's just the 11th running back in program history to top 2,000 yards rushing in his career. For Eastern Michigan, they will be hosting Buffalo this coming Saturday, November 2nd at noon Eastern. That game available on ESPNU.